With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz facing mounting criticism over a huge welfare fraud scheme in the state that has occurred under his leadership. The fraud involving more than $1 billion in stolen federal funds was reportedly carried out by a network of nonprofits in Minnesota's Somali community. Walz suggests the investigation is, quote, racist and politically motivated, which drew this response from House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota for the last almost 7 years, is a pathological liar. He lied about his military career. And guess what? The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented. The amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion and they are still counting.
Republican Emmer represents the 6th Congressional District in Minnesota. He appeared Wednesday on the Chris Stegall Show on the Salem Radio Network. As the war in Ukraine rages on, President Trump says his negotiators had a good meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what they, that was their impression. Now, whether or not, you know, that was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think he'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
President Trump announcing a proposal to lower vehicle mileage rules for the auto industry. If the plan is finalized, it would reduce fuel economy requirements through the 2031 model year. Another blackout in Cuba, including Havana, leaving millions of people without power, that island having a problem with the electric grid. This is SRN News. United States is no longer commemorating World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Texas law taking effect Thursday designed to keep males out of female restrooms in certain government buildings and schools. Republicans worked for more than a decade to pass the bathroom bill, requiring people to use the restroom, a shower, or changing room matching their actual biological sex. The bill does not include any specific guidelines, however, for being enforced. This is SRN News. Well, a pair of New England football greats are this year's coach and contributor finalist in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have been selected as finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Belichick is the coaching candidate, while Kraft is the contributor. Three senior candidates, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood, also advanced. The selection committee can vote for three finalists. Candidates need 80% of the vote to be inducted. Belichick led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl wins from 2001 to 2018.
Always be a Patriot.
Kraft bought the Patriots in 1994 and has overseen 10 Super Bowl appearances. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Dallas Cowboys' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day in Arlington was the most watched regular season game in NFL history. CBS says it averaged 57 million viewers. More details, srnnews.com.